Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it's JQP, and he is back with a vengeance here. And so today I'm coming back to you with a one part of a two-part episode. It's going to be on fitness, exercise, such a broad topic that I needed to do two episodes. This first one goes for about 20 minutes, I reckon. And this is like the introduction, I guess. The why, the how, the what's it going to benefit me, that kind of thing. So without further ado, stay tuned for part two. But here, now, in the flesh, in the audio, in coming into your flesh, in your ears, it's my man JQP. Wait, that's me. With part one of the podcast on fitness. So enjoy. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Balls Deep with JQP. Today, I'm here to talk about fitness. We're going to get balls deep in fitness. Now, I know that is a huge subject. It's a very, very broad topic. It is a topic that covers so many different things, so many different sports, so many different lifestyles, but I just want to talk about fitness in general. Fitness in general, why you should train, what benefits it has. You know, obviously where fitness can lead you nowadays. You know, just so many different things. But yeah, more so like my message is wanting to spread benefits about it. Because obviously for those of you that don't know, I'm a personal trainer. And, you know, it's just about helping people better their lives, help motivate people and help, you know, help people feel good about themselves, help people feel good. Because my first experiences with fitness, like I've always trained throughout life, like done sports. I played cricket and soccer and tennis and all this kind of stuff when I was younger. Dabbled in a bit of kickboxing, and obviously now I do jiu-jitsu. And but when I first started to really get into fitness was towards the end of 2012. I had my first girlfriend, so you know, I was getting a bit of a regular. And you know, most guys when they've got their first girlfriend, they do anything for that fucking thing between their legs, you know what I'm saying? And so I joined the gym with her and would go with her and stuff during the week, well, after school sometimes. And but that was a rare occasion. And then I started to go more once we broke up. We only went to the gym together for a few months, and then we broke up, and I was like, well, I've got this gym membership now, so I might as well keep using it. And when I first got it, because I was just working like a casual job, you know, not a heap of hours, like I could still pay for it every month and whatnot. And I was just like, man, now, and like, am I going to keep, how is this going to be worth it? Fuck yeah, it was worth it. Now, I didn't know much when I started going to the gym. Like, honestly, while I was growing up, I thought to get shredded was like you do some push-ups, some crunches, some fucking go running and shit. But that's clearly not the case. I was just never, you know, brought up in that world or anything. So it was a huge shock to the system seeing all these machines and whatnot and, you know, curling and pressing and pulling and squatting and all this sort of stuff. Was huge. And I don't know about you, but now when I see gyms with a lot of equipment, I think, fuck yeah, like I get excited. It's almost like a kid at a playground, being excited to use all the different toys. And you know, but obviously you can only spend a certain amount of time at a gym. But yeah, so once we broke up, I started to get into fitness more, and I really started to teach myself a lot of things. And I keep learning things all the time that I wish I knew earlier, but I've got those on board now, and I'm using all these things that I've learned through the rest of my journey. The best thing about the gym was, though, that this is back before I had a license, so I would walk to the gym, and that was before there was all the green, so it's like walking 45 minutes to the gym, training for an hour and then walking 45 minutes home from the gym. And that was tough. It was also a lot of fun. I got to be out in the sun all the time. It was great. During the school holidays, it was awesome. And then into, you know, in between me working and stuff like that. So it was good. But yeah, like I started to teach myself more and I was like, oh, okay, so this is doing weights, and doing weights is going to build muscle faster than doing anything else. But I didn't know how to structure a workout. I mean, I don't know how to structure certain workouts, obviously, but I just wanted to do things that I hadn't done before. Like, I'd done a lot of running and burpees and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, I still love burpees. If you want something that is going to, if you want just one exercise to do during the day, and because you don't want to go to a gym or nothing, if you just do burpees, you lay out a towel to catch your sweat, because I guarantee you, you'll be sweating your ass off. Just try and do as many burpees as humanly possible in, say, 15 minutes. Give yourself 1 minute on and 1 minute off at that. So it works out to be like 8 minutes of burpees, right? I guarantee you that you'll never have sweat so much in your life. It involves almost every muscle in the body. It's a full body move. You're moving all your joints, everything. So you've got blood flowing everywhere, burning. And it's one of the best exercises for burning calories. So that's more cardio. That's not, you might build some muscle from it if you've, you know, just been living a sedentary life. Sedentary, I mean, you know, not active, sitting around, not doing much, work an office job, rah, rah. And yeah, I give you a challenge just to try that. Myself, I just was doing weights and I got really interested in bodybuilding and got so balls deep in that. And I was like, yes, bodybuilding is the best. It's so fun. And I still love bodybuilding. I still watch bodybuilding nowadays. But yeah, bodybuilding was so good. It got me into wanting to go to the gym more and more. And then I met some like-minded people, like my best mate Dale. He is, you know, try to go to the gym now. He's a dad and we work different hours and it's kind of fucked up. But it was really fun. And then one day I went to do a circuit at this place that I was just went and did a trial free class. And I had never been so close to passing out, throwing up ever, no matter what, because all I had done is weight train and I hadn't done any sort of cardio. So then again, I'm like, okay, so I had to reassess again and think, okay, because nowadays I try and balance being strong, being muscular. So it's... This is just me. This is how I feel fitness is, because it makes you, no matter what, if you've put in a hard workout, your brain feels great afterwards. And if you feel great afterwards, then you're going to, you know, no matter what, you have benefited from the session. You're going to see some sort of result. You might not see it physically, but you feel it in your brain. You feel it in your body. So I found, you know, I wanted to be muscular. I wanted to look good, because I feel like if I look good, I feel pretty good. I want to be strong as well. That's just a personal want. I just like to be strong. I like to feel strong. It's good for my self-confidence, you know, being able to, like, I remember the day that I first bench pressed 100 kilos and holy shitballs. I was over the moon stoked. You know, almost had to tuck my dick into my waistband because I was that excited. But yeah, like remaining strong, all that sort of stuff, taking care of my joints, trying not to injure myself at the same time as trying to train hard. But balancing that all out with cardio, because cardio gets a huge endorphin rushes going in your head when you're finished. That runner's high thing is totally real. It's not necessarily just with running, but any kind of hard cardio. And yeah, so it's exercise is just something that you should do. Like, we as humans have been doing it since way back when, in hunter-gatherer times and all that shit. People had to hunt for food. People had to chase shit down, throw shit, pick shit up, you know, and all that is moving. All that is greasing the grooves. All that is conditioning your body. And over time, we just slacked off a little bit. We got complacent. We got, oh, you know, let's make life easier for us, and easier and easier and easier and easier and easier. So there's fucking, you know, there's inventions that you don't have to bend down to pick a dog's ball up to throw it. You just stick it in this thing and throw it. And it's, you know, like, how lazy can we fucking get? And fitness is something that'll keep people honest and keep people working hard, because eventually when you can't do something, you know, when you start bench pressing, eventually what your best is will be your warm-up weight. And the same goes with running. A distance that took you a long time to get to will soon be a breeze for you. Anything like that. So you can't just keep sticking to that distance, to that weight. You got to keep pushing, pushing, and pushing, and pushing. So you have to maintain being able to push yourself harder. And I know a lot of people out there are scared of pushing themselves hard. And I don't know why it's so scary or so intimidating. Like, just start doing it. Just start doing something. You won't regret it. Why would you regret it? There's no, you know, there's no bad side to it. I mean, there's a bad side, like, in terms of you might get injured or whatever, but, like, you don't have to push yourself insane like a professional athlete. You don't have to push yourself that hard that you're going to hurt yourself. You just have to push hard enough to be able to keep your heart rate up, to exhaust your muscles, to exhaust your mind, and put yourself through something you didn't think you could get through. But there's so many people out there that just, it's just too hard for them. It's just too hard, and I'm too soft, and I've got to get this thing that I stand on, and it makes me jiggle, and it promotes blood flow instead of actually fucking running or stretching or squatting or calf raising or bench pressing or boxing or jiu-jitsuing. It is so good for your brain. It is so good for the hormone levels in your body. So good for the chemicals. You don't need a pill to fix something. You know, if you get off a plane and you're super jet lagged, go work out. You feel exhausted, you feel tired, go running. If you feel like you just can't deal with today, go do 50 push-ups, 50 sit-ups, 50 squats, 50 crunches, whatever. Just go do it. Just go do it. And you will find, I guarantee you will find, it will change your whole perspective on that day. It will change your perspective on life. It will change your perspective on, okay, I had this problem and I've just absolutely pushed myself beyond my limits that I thought I had. That problem doesn't seem too extreme anymore. It doesn't seem too hard. It doesn't seem like something that I can't do now. Because I didn't think I could do this other thing. I didn't think I could do these push-ups, but I did them. I didn't think I could do these burpees, but I did them. I didn't think that I could do this, this, and this, but I did them. And it will help you realize your potential faster than anything else. You know, if your family has a history of heart disease or let's say, yeah, heart attacks. I used to know a guy that his dad died of a heart attack. His mum was sick and he died of a heart attack. And now his son has lost a whole bunch of weight because he's a big, they're all, you know, overweight, fairly overweight. But yeah, so they're all at risk of heart attack. And the son now has realized that he's still a big boy. But at the same time, you need to realize that you can't just be like, oh, okay, I accept, oh, I'm going to fucking have heart attacks, I'm going to get heart disease, I'm going to fucking die. No. Why do people have to accept that sort of thing? Exercise, decrease it. It's the biggest, people just think pills can fix everything. People think pills can fix everything, but they cannot. There is nothing better to treat depression,
to lower your risk of stroke, heart disease, rah, rah, a list goes on and on and on and on and on than exercise. I'm pretty sure I'd be looking at every single option if somebody told me I was at risk of heart attacks or heart disease. And, you know, because that's something that you can do a lot to prevent. If you're going to get like prostate cancer or something, I mean, there's not much you can do to prevent that. But there's so many things you can do to prevent all this other shit from happening. And, you know, like people that have clogged arteries, clogged, whatever, you can do so much. Just exercise, just keep pushing, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, just keep swimming, like Dory says in Finding Nemo. Just keep going, man. It's good for your muscles. You will 100% guarantee you will be sore, and that's a deterrent for most people. But do you know what I see that soreness as? Is my body has done something that it's not used to doing. My body has been put under a resistance, under pressure that it's not used to being put under. So this soreness is good. As much as it sucks, like I had the worst, I've still kind of got it. It's been 3 days now. My hamstrings have never been this sore for this long in months. Must have trained harder than I thought. Must have trained, you know, must have trained more extreme than I anticipated I was going to, you know, or more than I have been. There are things that you can do to prevent muscle soreness or help lessen the muscle soreness, obviously, but it's your body going through stages where it's something that it hasn't been through before. And that's a beautiful thing in and of itself, you know, and I'm snowballing. I'm going to do a second part to this fitness talk. We'll get more into specifics and whatnot. But if you have never exercised, I would love to hear your reasons why you haven't exercised. I would love to know why you... is it an excuse of time? Because I'm pretty sure if you have time to watch TV, you got time to exercise. 1 hour is 4% of your day. I just want you to think about that for a second. Think about it. 1 hour, 4% of your day. Pretty sure you can use one of those to exercise. You can use 2% of your day, half an hour to exercise. And it's not hard. It is. I have an ebook in the making that's got a whole bunch of workouts. It's got why you should exercise, the benefits, and I'm really trying to perfect it. But this first part of getting balls deep in exercise is just why you should exercise. Why you should. Because one, self-esteem, self-confidence, all that goes way up. Like I've already said, your risk of disease is much lower. You look fucking way better. And even if you're not a fat guy, like I was like skinny fat. So like I just had like no muscle definition. I just had fat drop off that I didn't really realize that I had when I started exercising. It just that the reasons are endless. Like it's great to fight depression, and it's just good if you fucking for social aspects, even compete with your friends, man. If you're fat and your friend's fat and you think, fuck, we're both fat, we're fat fatties, go fucking have a race against each other. Run, like don't play soggy biscuit, because that's a weird kind of race, but go running against each other. Do you see who can do the most, like 20 push-ups in however many seconds or whatever? Just do it. Gets your blood flowing. So it gets your muscles moving, your joints. And people think, because we see so many old people hunched over and just can't fucking live, I can't move, I need a walking frame. Are you fucking kidding me? You have to be kidding me, because there's no way that we have to end up like that. We don't have to end up like that. People just accept as fact that we have to end up like that. There are some just fucking 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds out there that look like they are 20 years younger than they really are. Like, you want to know what anti-aging cream is? You like something that's going to help you anti-age? Exercise. You don't have to end up like that. Just move through all your joints all the time. And I'm not saying we're all going to be perfect, but oh man, that feels so good. Like, just sitting here at my desk, just talking this podcast, and I'm just stretching my calves and stretching my spine and my shoulders and my wrists and my elbows, just promoting blood flow through them, feels great. And you know what? The onset is instant. The more you promote blood flow, the better off your circulation is, the stronger your heart is, the better off your, you know, your, all this still just fat, like, just do something. It doesn't have to be much. And if you, like, you don't have to be sore, you don't have to be crippled, you don't have to be tight. Just grab a foam roller, man. They're cheap nowadays. Like, you can get a decent one. It promotes blood flow. It releases tension and toxins from your muscles. And this is it for the first half of Balls Deep in Fitness. In the next part, I'm going to talk cardio. I'm going to talk powerlifting. I'm going to talk hypertrophy, i.e. growth, muscle growth, with bodybuilding, whatever. And then sports specific. So on that note, ladies and gentlemen, from the first half of Getting Balls Deep in Fitness, it's your boy Jackie P. Peace.